Hello and welcome to yet again another episode of Let's Talk About, where this time we are going to be discussing a lovely little film. And I say lovely because it's only an hour long. But what film is it? And who was that laugh? Who is that laugh? Who made that laugh? Well, let's do those questions one at a time. First of all, I'm Elliot and I'm with my co-host, Mr. Seb.
That's my elephant noise. I'm Seb and I come to you to talk about a short film, which we're both very happy about.
Yes, I liked this. It's not often we get an hour-long film. I remember thinking to myself, wow, where am I going to find the time to watch this movie? And then I was like, oh, I have a spare hour. I can watch some of it now. And guess what? I could watch all of it then. Oh. So that was phenomenal. But I've left you in suspense long enough. What is this movie? Well, it's a Disney movie. And that's right. He can fly, he can fly, he can fly, he can fly. That's right, it's Dumbo.
Yes, I kept seeing that, and isn't that from Peter Pan?
It is, yeah. But now, you've seen Dumbo before?
Have I seen Dumbo, the film from 1941, one of the first few Disney films? Yeah, I don't know if we had this on like VHS, but I remember watching it as a kid, and like vividly remembering bits. And watching it again as an adult is very interesting. I don't think I've really seen it since I was a kid, which is cool.
That's insane. Well, I think with that really good CV you've just given me, you're the perfect candidate to be able to describe to us the plot of this movie.
Oh, I would love nothing more than to describe the plot of Dumbo. So for those who don't know, this is a film from 1941. It's a they did a live-action remake, which nobody asked for, in like 2019 or something. What is this about? So, the very short IMDb synopsis is, ridiculed because of his enormous ears, a young circus elephant is assisted by a mouse to achieve his full potential.
I think that summarises it quite well. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I think if it went on any longer, it'd be longer than the film.
Well,
which obviously...
There's other
isn't good.
Detailed descriptions which give away the entire film, so I won't read those.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, as always, we'll give our isolated thoughts on these movies. We're not going to talk about any spoilers, because, you know, we feel like we've not given you enough time to watch this movie since its release. But then later on, we will highlight the spoilers that we're going to be talking about. But, Seb, you saw this movie perhaps as a little... young elephant.
Yeah.
On your VHS, which it may be some people listening wondering, what does that even stand for? In fact, what does it stand for?
Go on.
Video has surveillance.
I think that's exactly what it stands for, yes.
I think so. And I am a 90s baby, so therefore it's right. But what are your thoughts on this movie?
So, my thoughts on this movie are, it's that classic intro with the drawn storyboards, everything, and the artwork's very fun, very homey. And there's like the classic choral music, you've got all your stuff with the storks, and it's like, oh, it's a bit of fun. And then the film's just sad, and I was very sad. I was thinking, why did I like this as a kid? This is so depressing. So that was an immediate, interesting thing that happened. And it just kept getting sadder, really, and I hated a lot of the characters. And then there's a nice character who shows you what being a good friend's all about. And then there were some cool characters who, you know, are racist caricatures, but it was fine back in the day. And then there's a, yeah, it gets a bit happier after that. But boy, this film was not putting me in a really good mood.
No. It reminds me a little bit, maybe this is a niche reference, I don't know. Have you seen the sitcom Friends?
I have.
Wonderful. Have you seen the episode where Rachel is making a trifle?
Yes.
Yeah, and it kind of like the start of it sounds amazing. Eventually starts adding in like mints and peas and all these things. Yeah. And then it kind of ends back into a trifle, I think.
Mm.
And this film is kind of like that. The beginning layers, I think, are really good. I think it's a very cute opening. I think the opening couple of scenes with the stork, it's a very classic Disney.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. It's very charming. And then I think it just goes into a big mess of, why am I watching this? Is life really worth living? What is the point of everything? And then it kind of gets back into the trifle, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
At the end, which compared to the live action movie, it is a lot better. I've seen I've had the live action movie, actually. I've seen it once, and I just remember it being just non-stop, just sadness.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember feeling joy at any point. And I think there's one particular bit I will highlight when we get to our spoilers bit that I think is different. I could have it wrong. So hopefully the Dumbo police aren't out there to, you know, to cage me up.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that its start and end is very charming. And I think there are certain bits that, you know, are that Disney sadness. But I do think it prolongs it quite a bit. I'm quite a big fan of movies, the Disney movies, where it's like it's all happy. And then it's this big boom of sadness.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of rectified somewhat quickly.
Yeah, whereas this is, like, very sustained, isn't it? Like, the opening, like, we said it's very charming, like, a nice story, like, fairy tale story. And then we have Dumbo and Dumbo's mum. And it's adorable. I have a little baby elephant, and, like, you know, mum and child, it's all very cute and everything. And then all the other elephants are, like, racist, is basically the crux of the entire thing there. And I guess it's quite an interesting, like, demonstration of prejudice and stuff like that. Because for anyone who doesn't know anything about Dumbo, he's got big ears, is the point. So, and they're like, oh, how bad? That's the worst possible thing. So, yeah, that's kind of sad. And they just keep going on, and they keep saying stuff, and then they, like, turn their back on him, and it's just like, oh, why are you doing this? And it was, it just really kept going. Whereas, like, yeah, I think if they did this more recently, it'd be like a few scenes, and then you move on to other stuff, as you said.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because if you ask people, oh, what are the saddest kind of like parts in Disney movies, you'll hear, oh, Bambi with the death of his mum, Lion King, death of Mufasa, spoiler alert of both of those movies. Yeah, with those things, they're over and done with very quickly. I remember when we reviewed Bambi, we were both surprised how quickly it moved on.
Yeah.
The death of the mum. Like, it was like, you know, oh no, she's dead. And then, like, one scene later, he's flirting with this girl.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, okay. And then with the Lion King, it's like, oh no, she's dead. And then two scenes later, they're singing Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, they don't linger on it too long. And I was reading a thing about this where you have to, like, judge your structure of your film, because if you have, like, really heavy emotional scenes like that, you need a release from it. That's why they shortly go after to, like, Timon and Pumbaa to kind of give you that. But then it's still, like, a momentous scene, and, like, a lot of stuff then hinges on it. And it comes back later in the film, rather than just, like, a long period of the film just being staying with this negative stuff.
Yeah. So, I think I said when we spun the wheel last episode about this movie that it's not one of my favourites. This is probably one of my least favourite Disney movies.
Okay.
Of the ones that I think are good, if that makes sense. So, as an example, Strange World is just, it's a movie. And I feel like that's all it is the plot didn't really make sense. I didn't care about the characters. The music was forgettable. Nothing about it really stuck out to me. Whereas at least with Dumbo, it did make me feel things. Mm. So is this bottom of a barrel? No, because this did make me feel things. There were funny bits to it. There's a lot of like circus parts to it.
Yeah.
Where you kind of get that little bit of relief when you see some of these other elephants that are being mean to Dumbo getting a little bit of payback in one way, shape or form. So you kind of enjoy those. like I said, it is that kind of like that classic Disney animation as well. It's very charming, but I'm not going to be rushing back to this. Same reason I've had Dumbo live action on Blu-ray practically since it was released, because we were collecting them back then. We watched it once, and I have zero desire to go back to it in any way, shape, or form. Unless at any point we decided to do a Disney live action ranking, in which case I may force myself. But that time hasn't come. So that's my review of this movie. Charming in places, humorous in places. That classic Disney animation and kind of like models that I think is great for kids to learn, but at the same time, overly drawn out over depressing stuff, even for like an hour long movie. But at the same time, I'd say if you haven't seen this movie, this is a classic for a reason, and it's an hour. Give it a watch, because you might find that you love it.
Yeah.
But any other words you have to say?
No, I think that's fair. Like, as you said, it's not a massive commitment. Like, when we watched Elio, it was like, you know, quite a long film, had some interesting stuff to it, but there's a lot of time you're not going to get back, and I'm not interested in watching that again. But then some of the stuff we've watched recently, like Hunchback of Notre Dame, like, very good film in my opinion, but I wouldn't want to watch it soon after, just because it's quite a heavy film, actually. So that doesn't mean it's bad at all. But at the same time, we've watched some kind of mediocre films, but they're just fun enough that you could just slap them on again, or even just like parts of the films. And then there's other ones where, like, Mulan is great, but I could put that on today and watch it. You know, there's different tiers to this kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of the stuff works in this one. Like, there's the classic kind of voicing and everything, and the caricatures of annoying Americans who are like being mean to the elephants, the music and stuff like that. And again, I don't really recognise any of the voice cast, because again, it's just so long ago now, where there wouldn't be much overlap of any names we would recognise, I don't think. But a well put together film. And just thinking to some of the trivia for this one, this was like on a shoestring budget, because the previous ones didn't do very well. Pinocchio and Fantasia apparently were quite expensive failures, so they like really stripped down the cost for this one, which kind of paid off because it made quite a lot of money. But I don't know if you can really tell that from the story, because I don't think they cut many corners in the animation or anything. I thought, especially with a scene we'll talk about, I'm guessing, in spoilers, I thought was really quite creative.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there you have it, folks. Those are our non-spoilery thoughts on Dumbo. And of course, we recommend you give it a watch, because it's only an hour of your time. It's a little bit of history. But of course, we want to deep dive really into this whole hour of movie. So if you haven't seen the movie and you want to avoid spoilers, please click off now, go watch a movie, and then maybe come back at a later date. Or if you've already seen the movie, or just a crazy person that doesn't mind hearing some spoilers, well, stick around, because here they come. So I think this movie, and I think I mentioned this last week, to be fair, has probably one of the greatest songs, or one of the greatest song sequences, in my opinion, in classic Disney time.
Oh.
Now, obviously, some people are going to be thinking, oh, when I see an elephant fly, it's such a beautiful song. No. It's Pink Elephants on Parade.
Yeah.
Did you remember this scene at all when you watched it?
Yeah, it's when I watched this as a kid, that was the thing I always remember. But I also remember being a little bit kind of, I don't know if I'd be scared of it, but there was something uneasy about it. I'd remembered like the clown stuff, and as a kid that was like really fun and everything, and him flying. But yeah, the pink elephant stuff, I vividly stood out to me.
Yeah. I love this song. I love this sequence. This is the highlight of the movie for me. Because number one, I just find the whole, oh, they've gone out, have a drink. Oh, have a little bit of this. It's a little bit of alcohol. And then they're just out of it.
Yeah.
And the sequence is just crazy. Mm. It's just like, what is happening here? I would love to know what was going through their heads when they wrote it. But it reminds me a lot of another one of my favorite sequences, which is the Heffalumps and Woozle scene from The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, which I think it's very similar in the sense it's what you're seeing is just very bonkers. It's all a dreamlike state, kind of nightmarish, and the music's kind of like dark yet bouncy. You know, something so catchy yet so dark. So that for me is a standout part for me. And of course, they're so drunk they end up on top of a tree. So
how they got there?
They don't. But they figure it out in the end. But do you have anything in particular you wanted to spoil?
Well, just on the sequence you were talking about, I think I really like the creative stuff or the different animation. There's the bit where they're like dual coloured like silhouettes. There's like a purple and like a, almost like a creamy colour or like a blue maybe. And it reminded me a bit of that musical one we watched recently with the Bumblebee.
Ah, yes.
So it was like the Flight of the Bumblebee, and then they like jazzed up a little bit, and then had all the cool little animations and everything. And it's like, yeah, that kind of stuff is just cool, because they could just like throw out all these cool ideas and everything, and it really sticks. Yeah, I think this might be one of the meaner Disney films, just how mean everyone is being. Because like you have this really heartwarming stuff with Dumbo and his mum, and then like the other elephants are mean to him, which isn't very nice. And then the mother gets separated. That was like heartbreaking. And then they all completely shut him out. I was like, oh, this is terrible. So it was quite, yeah, as you said, it was good to see them get a bit of comeuppance as they were like falling on top of each other in the circus thing. And then I didn't realize until like at the end, like he actually sees his mum again on the train as he's flying. And I thought that was really cool. So I think, yeah, that stuff was quite effective, if not mean, compared to... We have had a lot of sad stuff in these films, but yeah, just the pure callousness of some people. God.
Absolutely crazy. Just full-on bullying, really, isn't it? But yeah, talk about the ending. I really liked the ending, because I, in my head, he never saw the mum again. But it turns out he's now been able to afford to make her, like, first class. So she's been, like, properly pampered. So a really good ending, because I'm sure in the live action movie, that's not what happens. I'm sure she gets sent away.
Right.
And that's just it. Like, it's not even like she's even on the same circus, but I'm sure she's like properly sent away.
Yeah.
Now, I could be completely wrong there. I may be just emotionally scarred from everything else in the movie, and I've made up my own hideous thing. And I could research it. And, you know, knowing I was going to be recording this, a good podcaster would have researched it beforehand, but I'm barely a podcaster.
No.
So, you know, I'm happy just to make swings and guesses.
Well, yeah, it was interesting when his mum like starts throwing everyone around and everything. It's like, yeah, and then like they're all being like whipping everything. And it's interesting, she gets locked up in like solitary confinement basically, and it's this like mad elephant. And it's interesting because I wonder if it was intentional or not, where it's like when women react emotionally to something, they're often like being labelled as hysterical, and like they call women crazy. Like that would happen where women would like get put in like insane asylums because like you take their children away, and then they'd go, they'd be obviously upset by that, and you go, oh, she's being hysterical. And it's like, I wonder if that hit like home with anyone watching that, as like this mother who is quite rightly being protective of her child and then is labelled as mad. It's like, I wonder if that, you know, I wonder if they were trying to say anything with that, or if it was just like a part of the story beat. But I thought, yeah, I think a few people probably could relate to that, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. I decided to actually do my due things and find out what happened, what the differences are. But apparently Dumbo and his mum are released into the wild. So after the original circus members work hard to free Dumbo and his mother, the final scene of the film is a beautiful view of the elephants among their own kind in a haven. Presumably somewhere in Africa. Oh, okay. In Africa. So, yeah, okay. Maybe I've got that wrong then. Maybe that sounds nicer than the other one, actually, to be fair. But to be fair, there are a few differences. Like, there's no stork. He's born the normal way. Yeah. It's not musical. There's an actual villain, like a human villain.
Okay.
It's the humans that are going that make fun of Dumbo and give him his name and things like that. So, yeah, it... Maybe not as bad as I remembered, but it was definitely more depressing than this one.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
And I'm guessing, is the mouse still his friend in the live action one?
No, he's trained by kids instead. So I think it's like a family. I think, that looks after him. And the dad is that guy.
Yeah.
The Irish one. Penguin.
Oh, Colin Firth.
Farrell, that's one. I always get those two mixed up.
Yeah.
Because one of them's a penguin and one of them fights in pubs. And
yeah,
always get them mixed up.
Close enough. Well, because isn't he, like missing like a leg or an arm or something as well?
No, I don't know. Oh, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Fair enough. Yeah, because I really like Timothy Q. Mouse. I think he's a really good friend. And I think a great example of what friends do. And it's that thing of like, you know, is he pushing Dumbo a bit too far? I don't know. But he's just trying to make him kind of make the best of everything. And like, you know, people making fun of him for his ears. He can fly, you know, you should do that because that's really cool. And then you can do whatever you want, basically. And I thought, yeah, we all need a friend like that who's just going to kind of inspire us to do things and just kind of have you back when everyone else is being a bit mean.
Yeah. Kind of like having a friend that inspires you to make a Disney podcast.
Yes.
I think that's the main thing here that I'm learning from this.
Mm.
One part of this, of the normal, the animation that I did not remember at all was the When I See an Elephant Fly song.
Okay.
I have zero recollection of this song. Yet what I will say is it was very good.
Yeah.
And it comes up, it's reprised at the end as well. But I thought that whole sequence with the other animals.
Crows.
I can't remember who it was now. Yeah, that one. You're a crow. was very cool and quite amusing. And I think from that point on is kind of when it starts getting... Basically, who would have thought the moment they got drunk was the moment that it started to all feel better?
Funny that, isn't it? Well, because I was just looking at the cast for this, because the crows all have like certain names. There's like Dopey Crow, Dandy Crow. There's also Fats Crow. I guess that's like a nod to like Fats Domino and all that kind of stuff, like jazzy stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Blues and things. Because they're all, I think they're... Well, funny enough, on here, they're uncredited, because one of them is a guy called James Basket, who's obviously black. And I know that this was, I think, a criticism of the film is that the crows are obviously like supposed to be like black people. And like you can tell by like the way they're dressed and like the way they're talking and everything. That being said, I don't really think they're shown like in a negative light, because they're quite cool. They sing well. They dress quite well. It's just that thing of like, you know, have you handled it the best way? But yeah, I really like that song. And it's quite catchy, which is always good.
I think so. But yeah, those are like the bits that stood out to me from the movie as a whole. But did you have anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, I have some trivia, which you could maybe be interested in. Just some stuff about how initially Walt Disney wasn't interested in this one. But Dumbo is the first and only protagonist in a Disney animated feature film to have no spoken dialogue.
All right.
Yeah, because I was thinking like Wally is Pixar, but he still speaks, doesn't he?
You know what? I didn't even realise he never spoke.
No.
Just how much I was paying attention. In my head, he was speaking. But I suppose not.
No, I wonder if I thought that in my head. But yeah, I remember the mouse obviously talking loads and everyone else. It feels a bit like a, almost like a Little Mermaid film where it's like, how much agency does the main character have? I talked about how it was quite cheap to make before, because everyone's were quite expensive. This apparently was the first Disney feature and still one of the very few to be set in America. Because a lot of them are obviously like fairy tales, aren't they? In like Scandinavian Europe and stuff. And I was thinking there's like Princess and the Frog is going back to America. And that's like a very specific part and time as well, which is quite cool. But yeah, I guess not many of them have been. I've got some sad trivia for you.
Oh, great. I'm glad we left it to now.
Yeah. Well, only after his mother's taken away, both she and Dumbo are seen standing on their own, swaying sadly from side to side. Apparently, this is an accurate depiction of what elephants do when they're emotionally distraught. And I think they're quite good at like looking at real animals for like the animation stuff like that. Because, yeah, elephants are quite emotional, I think, from what I've read before. They say about like long memories and everything, but yeah, they do get quite sad if they're away from people, and they view humans almost like pets and they look after us. There's a really cool video of a guy giving some water to like a little baby elephant, and the mum basically like says thank you, and then like they walk off and everything. So yeah, just a bit of fun.
That is a bit of fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Was there any more where that came from?
No, apparently Timothy's name is mentioned only towards the end of the film in a newspaper reel signing Dumbo's contract. So I guess he was like his manager, I think. Was that what happened?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I think so. I think he was literally signed on as his manager. Unless I made that up in my head as well, along with Dumbo speaking. So who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? But anyway, those are our thoughts on Dumbo. But of course, we'd like to hear your thoughts. So Seb, how can we hear their thoughts?
Well, if you also get drunk, you can see some pink elephants and they could tell you everything you need to know. If that doesn't work and you find yourself on top of a tree, you can email us at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com, or you can jump off a burning building into a big pie, and at the bottom you'll see a little Instagram page at lta.podcast, and you can message us on there.
Fantastic. I would just like to say this moment that we do not promote drinking alcohol jumping off of burning buildings. Some of the phrases we do use in this podcast, would you believe, are for humorous intent.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I know that comes to shock. Brilliant. Fantastic. So we now come to my favourite part of the episode, where we get to see what we're going to be watching this week. We're slowly getting to the end of the Disney movies. And it's great because I had it all set up on my phone, the little wheel, and then it just turned off. So now I'm doing it again.
Oh.
But here we go. What are we watching? Just a handful left. Some amazing films here. The very first Disney movie still here. Mm. Probably my least favourite Disney movie still here.
Great.
But it looks like we're going to be going to, or it could be either or, could be either or. Ooh, just on the line. We are watching the final movie on this list that I have never seen.
Ooh.
Can you believe it? I know, and that is, of course, Make Mine Music.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah, another one, just like
Melody Time.
The other ones. That's the one. So, yeah, when you just can't get enough Fantasia, Fantasia just seems to keep on giving in its own little way.
Because I know how much you love those ones as well. At least, hopefully, it could be like you put on one bit and then you come back to the rest of it later on. Who knows?
Maybe. I'm going to have a cheeky look at how long the movie is. It's 1 hour 15.
Okay, that's not too bad. It'll be interesting to see how it compares to, like, Melody Time.
Mm. I think this one was before it, I think.
Okay.
Who knows, it could be another classic, like The Apple Tree Guy or The Bumblebees.
Yes.
You never know. But anyway, all being well, that will be our review for next week, Make Mine Music.
Mm.
But we've been talking today about a movie that, even though it has its positive parts, you still come away feeling a bit depressed. And we know that sometimes that can be life, can't it? You can have its positive bits, but for the most part, we just feel a bit depressed. And here at Let's Talk About, we want to make it our goal to try and help you leave these episodes feeling just a little bit brighter than when you came in. So perhaps, Seb, perhaps you can leave us with some inspiring words.
Mm. You might have seen a housefly, maybe even a superfly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly. Oh, I've got the wrong film again.
Oh, no. Anyway, bye.
Bye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.